pleased to be in your company this evening. I'm pleased to share with you this experience which we call Ash Wednesday. I came from a denomination which was not Lutheran. Many of you know that, some of you don't. I came from the Eastern Rite of the Catholic Church. If you consider the Roman Catholics right-handed Catholics, then I suppose we would be left-handed Catholics. We did many of the things that other Catholics did, but one of the things that we did not do in my church as I was growing up is receive ashes on Ash Wednesday. I, however, had a lot of Italian friends in the town in which I grew up, a little coal town. And at the Immaculate Conception Church, they gave out ashes at lunchtime. And so at lunchtime, kids in the elementary school would be able to go out and get ashes, and certainly after school, they were able to receive ashes also. And you could always tell the Italian kids from the Slovak and Polish kids because they were the ones that had the ashes. And there were at least a few of the kids as they grew older who did not want to go to church to get ashes, but found ways to impose ashes upon themselves, which were outside the bounds of the church. And so I recall at least a few of my friends who wanted to wear ashes and who did not want to go to church, and they were very clever of imposing them upon themselves. I'm not entirely sure they understood exactly what they were doing, but at least they looked like everyone else. We do this evening intentionally. We recognize that something isn't quite right in the world, and we recognize that whether we come to church or not, there's something not quite right in the world, and we can feel it, and we know it, and it's part of our lives. And so, with ashes, we acknowledge that kind of wrongness that's in the world, that kind of wrongness that's partially our fault, part of our fault because we are sinners, part of our fault because we easily fall into sin and we find it difficult to repent. And if that weren't the worst of it, we recognize our own mortality with these ashes also. I'm always amazed when people thank me for giving them ashes. For I am as much as saying, someday you will die and you're a sinner. But apparently people are happy with that idea. I don't know why that is. Unless you actually believe in a Lord and Savior, whose name just happens to be Jesus the Christ. Because if you don't have a Savior, knowing that you're a sinner and that you're going to die is nothing but bad news. It's nothing but bad news. You should run away from Ash Wednesday as much as you are able. The fact that you're here this evening indicates that you think there's a solution to your problem. And that solution is a person. And it's a person who died for your sins. And it's one for whom you live your life. We begin the season of Lent recognizing our sinfulness and our need to repent. We recognize that without a Savior, we cannot save ourselves. As good as you may be in this life, you can't wash away the stain of sin which began, as we heard even in our first reading, in our reading from the 51st Psalm, that I have been a sinner from my mother's womb. It's hard to imagine a baby being a sinner, but certainly we believe in original sin, and we can't wash it out. As many good deeds and as many good things that you say and do, you can't cover up your sin, nor can you wash it away. And so we need a Savior. We need someone who is able to pay a debt that we can't pay. We acknowledge Him this evening. And during the season of Lent, we strive to live a changed life. If you're perfectly happy with your life, you can leave right now. If you're perfectly content that you are doing all the things that you should do and none of the things that you shouldn't do, you can leave right now. If you have no need for forgiveness and God's grace, likewise, it's dark outside, and just be careful when you're backing your car out, but you can leave right now. But if you recognize your brokenness your predetermination of sinfulness, your predisposition to sin again, probably tomorrow morning, and your need for repentance in a Savior who will forgive you, then stay this evening. Later on during our service, we will share our Lord's body and blood. We will commune with Him in a way that other people perhaps need to, but don't understand how important it is. Please stay for that. It's a blessing to you. It can change your life. And as you are blessed through this service, please share it with others. There are lots of people who need to know that God loves them so much He sent His Son to die for them. That God loves them and wants them to change their life. And more importantly, that God empowers us through the Holy Spirit to make those changes. We're not perfect people. We're never going to be perfect until God calls us home. But we can get better. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we can change. The words of this evening's gospel are simple words. If you pretend to be better than you are, you're only fooling yourself. And there are a lot of people who pretend to be better than they are. Perhaps they dress better than they are. Perhaps they use words that are better than they know. They try to fool people that way. Perhaps they go to the right places and say the right things, and they're thought of well. But if your life isn't what it should be, then you're just fooling yourself. Because God knows your heart. The words of this evening's gospel are words which all of us need to hear in some way, shape, or form. Because unfortunately, sometimes we store treasures for ourselves here on earth. Treasures among friends and relatives. Treasures at work. Treasures at school. Yes, the goodwill of others, the pride that they take in what they do, and we share in that, and we make ourselves think that we're better than perhaps we are. Indeed, Jesus is correct. Where our treasure is, our heart will be also. If our treasure is not with the Lord, then our heart will not be with Him also. And so this evening, let us trust in Christ. Let us believe that God indeed sent His Son to die for us, and that through Him we have forgiveness, and we have the promise of eternal life. And let us lead different lives. Different lives. Tomorrow morning, wake up, recognizing that you are living a different life than you lived the day before. And the day after that, recognize you are living a different life also. And as you sin, repent. And as you are able, be kind to others. Be gracious. Be generous. Speak truth. Share your love with others. Be a blessing to those who are around us. Christ will come again. Let us be prepared for Him when He comes. Thanks be to God. Amen.